सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। तपोवीक्षीणपापानां शान्तानां वीतरागिणां मुमुक्षूणामपेक्षोऽयम् आत्मबोधो विधीयते।
So in our last session, we have seen verse number 55 and 56. In verse number 55, it is said, Yad drishtva na param drishyam, yad bhutva na punarbhava, yad gyatva na param geyam, tad brahma iti avadharayet. Know that we Brahman, realize that we Brahman, with that yad drishtva na param drishyam, after having seen that, there is nothing more to be seen. He is the final illuminator. Yad bhutvana punarbhava, becoming that, there is nothing further to become. In the final, after becoming Brahman, there is nothing higher than Brahman. Yad gyatvana param geyam, and knowing which, there is no further higher knowledge. That is the highest. Tad brahma iti avadharayet. Gurudev says, Atma Vidya alone gives the knowledge of the self per se. All other objective knowledge of things is conditional and they are apprehended by the eternal light which illumines the entire world of its own projection. Having known the pure awareness, nothing more remains to be known. Once you know that Satchitananda awareness, nothing more to be known. Having become the eternal being, the subject, there is no more any object other than itself. Subject is only one. All objects are many. Having obtained a glimpse of the reality, there is nothing more to be seen or understood. Having awakened to that consciousness, all the misconceptions end. Having burnt our ignorance, avidya, the seeds of bondage get charred. Destroyed. Then in verse number 56, it was said, Tiryag urdham adha punam satchidananda dvayam anantam nityam ekam yat tad brahma iti avadharayet. Where is he? He is all pervading. Tiryag, all side. Urdham, up. Adha, down. So he is on all sides, up and down. Punam. It is full, complete. We say, na, Om Purnamadaya Purnamidam. That is full, complete. Satchit Anand Advayam. He is Satchit Anand and Advayam. What was the definition I said about the Advayam in the last class? You can refer your notebook. Advayam. Advayam is Triputi Rahitam. There is no knower, known, and knowing. In all experiences, these three things are there. So when we say advayam, non-dual, that means only one, triputi rahitam, anantam. What is the definition of anantam, I say? Infinite. No, the definition in Sanskrit. Rahitam, huh? It's not limited by desh, by space, not limited by kal, by time, not limited by vastu, object. That is called anantam. Anantam. You see, when Shankaracharya is using these words, na, अद्वयम एकम अनंतम. ही मीन्स द सेम थिंग बट वॉट इज द एग्जैक्ट मीनिंग ऑफ दैट यू हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड. अनंतम नित्यम. वॉट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ नित्यम? दैट इज द इंग्लिश मीनिंग. नित्यम इज इटर्नल. नाश रहितम विदाउट एनी मॉडिफिकेशन. ऑल अदर थिंग्स आर सब्जेक्ट टू चेंज बट दिस ट्रूथ दिस इटर्नल रियालिटी इज नाश रहितम. देयर इज नो मॉडिफिकेशन नो डिस्ट्रक्शन. एकम. What was the definition again about the ekam? I try to define each and every word. There is a difference, huh? Yes, very good. Sajatiya, vijatiya, swagata, bheda, rahita is ekam. Now I'm not going to explain that. Yat tat brahma iti avadharet. Know that to be Brahman. Okay, Shankaracharya is reveling in Brahman. So are we also. So now how to get this Brahman? That also he has to tell, na? How to reach there. Now that he is saying in verse number 57.
Atadvyavritti rupena.
Atadvyavritti rupena.
Vedante lakshate dvayam.
वेदान्ते लक्ष्यते द्वयम्
अखण्डानन्दम् एकं यत्
अखण्डानन्दम्
एकं यत् तद्ब्रह्मेत्यवधारयेत्
तद्ब्रह्मेत्यवधारयेत्
अतद्व्यावृत्तिरूपेण वेदान्ते लक्ष्यते द्वयम् अखण्डानन्दम् एकं यत् तद्ब्रह्मेत्यवधारयेत्
तद्ब्रह्म इति अवधारयेत्. नो दैट टू बी ब्रह्मन् और रियलाइज दैट ब्रह्मन्. हाउ ही इज टेलिंग द प्रोसेस नाउ हाउ टू रियलाइज दैट ब्रह्मन्. सो ओनली टेलिंग अबाउट द ब्रह्मन् 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 इज नॉट गोइंग टू हेल्प अस. सो वी हैव टू रियलाइज ऑल्सो दैट ब्रह्मन्. Earlier also he has said two methods, and in this verse he is saying the third method of realization. Where will I get the information about the Brahman? So it is said Vedantai Lakshyate. So if you want to know about the Brahman, if you go into the library, so which book you should try to get? Vedanta. Vedanta. Vedantai means it's plural. How many Vedas are there? Only one. There are four volumes. Okay? All four tell about the same Brahman, one truth. Truth is one. If you say there are four Vedas, that means there are four truths. No. Truth is one. But that is explained in four Vedas, classified by Ved Vyas in four, depending on prose, poetry, or mix, something like that. What is the subject matter of Veda? What is the subject matter of Veda? Brahman and Dharma. Veda, two subject matters, Dharma and Brahman. Then we divide into different sections. Somewhere you will find only two, Dharma and Brahman. Somewhere you will find Karma Kand, Upasana Kand and Gyan Kand. Three. It means the same because Karma Kand and Upasana Kand are included in Dharma. What is your dharma? What is my duty? Do the karma kanda, do upasana kanda, then you become fit for the gyan kanda. Again in karma kanda we can divide, there is a mantra and brahman. Mantra means what are the mantra you have to chant, and brahman means what is the ritual, how to perform that ritual is stated in the Brahman part. So Karmakanda has got two divisions, mantra and how to perform yajna or yaga. So now we have got, Vedas has got four topics, mantra, Brahman, related to Karmakanda. Mantra means what are the mantra you have to chant, and Brahman means what is the method, rituals, how to perform that yajna is Karmakanda. Next is Upasana Kanda or Aranyak Kanda, Upasana. And the last is Dhyana. What is the purpose? What is the purpose of Karmakanda and Upasana Kanda? Only one purpose, purification of mind. That is the first step. And Upasana Kanda, concentration of mind. Purification of mind, concentration of mind will lead you or will make you eligible for Jnana Kanda. Okay, Veda complete. Who compiled Veda? Who is Veda Vyas? Incarnation of Vishnu. So therefore, whatever is said in Vedas is all said by Lord Vishnu. Vedantai lakshate. It is said, Vedanta namo Upanishad pramana. Vedanta namo Upanishad pramana. Vedanta means Upanishad. Anta means what? Veda anta. Anta means the end part. It is not that the end of the Veda you will find all Upanishad. Not like that. Anta means essence. So that essence can be in the Brahman Bhag also. It can be in the Aranyak Kanda also, or it can be in the Jnana Kanda also. Anywhere you can find. Tadupukarani Saririk Sutra Adini cha, it is said in the Vedanta Sar. What is this? Saririk Sutra Adani, it is Brahma Sutra. This is Brahma Sutra. So this Prakaran Granth also, they are also Vedanta. What are the Prakaran Granth? Like we are studying Tattva Bodh, Atma Bodh, Vivek Chudamani. These are also Vedanta because we discuss about the Brahman and the Dharma also. How to reach there also. Gita is also Upanishad. Om Sri Tassat. Don't we say Upanishad Su? What is Gita? It is Upanishad. Now question comes, how to get Brahman? Each one you are very eager to know how to get Brahman. He says, Atat Vyabriti Rupena. This is the method. Have you heard this phrase earlier? Never. Anything can be defined in three ways. What are those three ways? Adyata Vyapriti Lachana. There are three methods to define a thing. One is the Swarup Lachana. You tell the quality of that thing. Swarup Lachana. Or Tatastha Lachana. You describe with reference to something else which is not an integral part of that vastu, that thing. Like if you say, can you see the Atma Bodh book there? No, not that way. That thing is next to the mic. With reference to the mic, I am indicating the Atma Bodh. With reference to the crow, which is not an integral part of the house, I am trying to say that house on which the crow is sitting belongs to Mr. X. So with reference to crow, which is not an integral part of the house, I am trying to define a thing, indicate a thing, that this house belongs to so and so. That is Tatastha Lachana. And what is Atat Vyabriti Lachana? Tat means that. Tat means that. Atat means which is not that. Vyabriti means negate. Lakshan means Rupa Lakshan, process. It is the process of negation, which is not that, which is not that, which is not that. There are 10 things in a basket. If somebody wants something, do you want this? No. Do you want this? Second one? No. Third? No. Negate, 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 and then ultimately you reach there. So nishedena tat vyavritti rupena naiti naiti, not this, not this, not this. Now who will tell me? You see. In that definition, all these three are applicable. What is the swarupa lakshan there? Satchidananda. What is tatastha lakshan? Line 3. Avastatraya sakshi. With reference to Jagrat, Sapna and Susupti Avastha, I am trying to indicate the witness of all three states. Is it not so? Avastatraya sakshi. Who is that Atman? Avastatraya sakshi. With reference to Avastatraya, I am trying to indicate. Avastatraya is not the integral part of sakshi, because Avastatraya comes and goes. Every day we pass through Jagrat, Swapna and Susupti. They are not permanently associated with the sakshi. They come and go, like the crow. And what is Atad Vyavriti Lakshan? Sthula, Sushma, Karana, Sarira, Vyatirikta, Atad. Atad Panchakosatita. What is Atman? Atman is not sthula sarir. Atman is not sushma sarir. Atman is not karan sarir. Neti, neti, neti. Panchakosa, it is not annamay kosa. It is not pranamay kosa. It is not And anandamay kosa. These five kosas is also not there. This is atat vyapriti lakshan. Now you have to tell me, where Shankaracharya in this verse he has said tatastha lakshan and swarupa lakshan in Atmabodh. We have already discussed these two earlier. Aap bata do, don't ask questions. No, don't put us under stress. Okay, swarupa lakshan was said in verse number 34 and 35. Acha, kam se kam likh to lo, so that you can remember where to find it. 34 and 35, and tatastha lakshan was said in verse number 54. Okay. Now, what is the style of Upanishad? How they indicate? How they indicate Brahman? What is the style? In all Upanishad, there is only one style, and that style is called From the day one, I am telling this thing. When I came here 2014, I am telling you this again.
Yes, Adharop and Apavad.
Brahman is there. You cannot negate Brahman. On Brahman, there is a Adhyarop. Adhyarop means superimposition. And the method of superimposition, and then you have to negate superimposition. That what will remain? Brahman. So why we do have to talk about the superimposition and negation? Because we are in the superimposition. We are in the anatma vastu. We are in the sansar. Sansar is a superimposition. So first I have to explain you what is sansar. Because our journey is from known to unknown. What is known to us now? Sansar is known to us. So I have to tell you the nature of the sansar and the nature of the Brahman. Then I will slowly tell you this is an appearance on the Brahman. How it is an appearance, that also will be explained in Upanishad. Then Upanishad will say, negate it. Neti, neti, negate it. Then what will remain? Brahman will remain. Atat vyavriti lakshena. Very good. Those who are coming to Vivek Churamani class, we are discussing now Annamaya Kosh, Pranamaya Kosh and Manomaya Kosh. In detail, Shankaracharya is telling what is Annamaya Kosh and why it is not Atma. He is proving that Annamaya is not Atma. Why it is not Atma? Because it is not Nitya. Brahman is Nitya. Annamaya Kosh is Asuddha, impure. And Brahman is Suddha. Annamaya Kosh is Vikari. It is modifying, it is changing from 7 pounds to 170 pounds. Modification. But Atman is not changing. Therefore, Annamaya Kosh is not Atma. Why Pranamaya Kosh is not Atma? Batao. We all discuss. It doesn't know itself. Then ganta, aganta, it goes out and comes in prana. Is it not so? When we breathe in, it is coming in. If I say prana is atma, then atma is coming in and atma is going out. And then that prana is also modifying. Modifying means it becomes prana, apan, bayan, udan. So these are all modifications of prana. But the Brahman never modifies. So in Vivek Churamani we are discussing what is mind, what is prana, what is anna, what is vijnan man, what is anandamaya kosh, why it is not Atman. Shankaracharya will prove each one of that. If that is creating a little bit of interest in you, then you have to come every Sunday morning at 7:30 a.m. here. Now, who created this adhyarop superimposition? I am going to give you one verse and you have to tell me from where it is. Sakti dvayam hi mayaya vichepa vritti rupakam vichepa sakti lingadi brahmandantam jagat srijet. Drigdrishya, right. We have studied that also. Who has done this superimposition? Sakti dvayam maya. Maya has got two sakti. One is the vichep sakti and avaran sakti. Avaran sakti means the veiling power. Veiling power is the tamogun. And rajogun is the projecting power. So this veiling power and the projecting power, they have created the whole world. What they have created? Abroniti aprasakti. They are covered. They have covered. And what they have made? Lingadi brahmandatam jagat sitet. Lingadi. What is lingasarir? Have you heard this word? Lingasarir? Sukshma sarir. Sukshma sarir is called linga sarir. So from the subtle world to Brahmand, it created. Who created? Maya. Maya has got two powers. So this Maya created the subtle world and the gross world. The whole Brahmand is created. So what happened by the creation? So it is said, antah drig drishyo bhedam bahischa brahma sargayo abrinoti aparasakti sa sansarasya karanam. Sa means that maya. That maya is the karan, the cause of his whole sansar, because it created. And not only that, antah drig drishyo. Antah, it has covered. Abrinoti, it covered. Inside, we have got the Atman, which is covered. Are you experiencing it? Are you knowing it? No. Why are we not knowing it? Because the Maya. Maya has covered Anta. And Bahi. Bahischa Brahma Sargayo. And outside, it has created all Naam Roopa. This Maya has created all Brahmanda. What is this Brahmanda? What is this Jagat? So our Rishi Muni says only two words. It is Naam and Roop, that's all. One Roop, one name. Naam Roop. So it has created the Naam. What the Naam Roop has done? Naam Roop has covered the Brahman. This chair is a Roop and we call, given a name, Naam. It has covered the Sat part, existence, isness. We are not able to see it. So it has covered the whole Naam Roop. Tree is. What is tree? A particular shape, we call it, this is a tree. What this Naam Roop has done? It covered the substratum, the Brahman. So inside it has covered Atman, outside it has covered Brahman. So who has covered? Maya. Abrunoti. Very good. Another way we have seen how to reach in Tattva Bodh. How to reach that Tattva? In Tattva Bodh, one Mahabhakya is Tat Tvam Asi. Tat means that, Tvam means you, Asi means yeah. You are that. If you say Ishwar or that Brahman, so Tat Tvam Asi says, you are that. So will you believe that? If I tell you are Lord Krishna, will you believe? No. If I tell you are Brahman, will you believe? No. So what we have to do? Again, atat vyabriti lakshan. You have to remove something from there. You have to inquire what is tat, what is tvam. So if you inquire tat, what is tat? Tat means a Satchidananda which has got a Satpradhan Maya Upadhi. Who is Ishwar? Ishwar is Brahman Satchidananda plus he has got a Upadhi. Which Upadhi? Satpradhan Upadhi. And who is a Jiva? Jiva also is Brahman or Satchidananda, but his conditioning, he also has got a Upadhi, which is Rajas and Tamas Pradhan. So what is the difference between Ishwar and Jeev? He has got a Upadhi, which is Satya Pradhan, and we have got a Upadhi, which is Rajas and Tamas Pradhan. But what is the common factor in both of us? Satchidananda. So from the angle of Satchidananda, if I tell you, you are Lord Krishna, you are Brahman, is there any? Did I say anything wrong? From the standpoint of consciousness, Satchidananda, we all are one and same. When it is said Tattvamasi, what we have to do? Atad vyabriti rachena, that which is not that, we have to remove. So what is that which is not that in Tat and Tvam? It is the Upadhi. Who created the Upadhi? Maya created Upadhi. So Maya created the Upadhi of Ishwar, Maya created the Upadhi of Jiva also. Take out that Upadhi, take out that Anatma Vastu. The Vedanta tells you, what is this Anatma Vastu? What is this anatma vastu? Pancha kosi janatma vastu, sarir trai janatma vastu. Vedanta take vachyartha, tat means Ishwar, jeev means individual. When it is a tat tamasi, then you have to see the indicative meaning. What is the indicative meaning? Indicative meaning is the chetan in jeev and the chetan in Ishwar is one and same. Take the indicative meaning, don't take the literal meaning. Then it says Vedanta Lachate Advayam. What is Advayam? What is the definition of Advayam? This morning I told you. Just now I told you. Dekho kya hai hamara memory ka haal. Triputi Rahitam. Advayam Triputi Rahitam. And how this Advayam? It is said Akhanda Anandam. Akhanda Ananda. Khand means part. Have you heard this khand word? And Sri Khand. Khand. Khand means part, part, part. Akhand, not divisible. How is that anand? It is akhand anand, unbroken, homogeneous. Is Satchit Anand. It covers everything. Satchit and Anand are there everywhere, and it never becomes an object of cognition. You can never make Satchit Anand or Brahman as an object of cognition. When that Satchit Anand take a form, then you can say it is Lord Krishna, this is Lord Rama, but without the form, you can never make him an object. Impossible. And what is the nature of that entity, Brahman? It is Akhand Ananda Sarup. Very good. Now the next verse is going to tell you what is this Akhand Ananda. What is this Akhand Ananda?
Akhand Ananda Rupasya.
Akhandananda rupasya
tasyananda lavashritaha tasyananda lavashritaha brahmadyastaratammena bhavantyanandino khilaha bhavantyanandino khilaha akhandananda rupasya tasyananda lavashritaha brahmadyastaratammena bhavantyanandino khilaha
akhandananda rupasya, that anandas roop, what is the nature, characteristics? Akhandananda, infinite bliss. Tasya ananda, of that ananda, lava means a one drop, lava, ashrita. If you take only one drop of that infinite ananda, brahma adya taratamena, starting from the first being, the first creator, Brahma, the first living being. Starting from the Brahma up till the pipilika, ant. Taratamyena, in proportions, according to their post, they all get that ananda. Tarata, in proportion, everybody gets. And many times I tell you that it is only a fraction of the drop of that infinite bliss is sufficient from Brahmaji to Pipilika in the past, in the present, and in the future. Now you can imagine that Ananda Sagar, a particle of the drop of that Ananda Sagar is sufficient for all the people starting from Brahma to ant in the past, in the future, and in the present to keep them all satisfied. They all are happy. Akhandananda. So how that Akhandananda is? No break. There is no khanda. Therefore the word is akhanda. How is that? Homogeneous. It is homogeneous. There is no division in that. No division in that. And there is no limit. Even when we are sukhi and dukhi, that ananda is still with us. Why? If we are living, that atman is with us. Atman means Satchidananda is with us. On that Satchidananda, our sukh and dukh is imposed. Superimposed. And we give more importance to that sukh and dukh. We forget our Atman, which is Satchidananda Swarupa. So that bliss is not restricted by desh, kal, or vastu, not limited by space, time, or any object. पद्मपादाचार्य से ननु ब्रह्मादयोपि निरतिशय आनंद इति श्रूयन्ते, इट इज सेड दैट इज द सुप्रीम आनंद. यस इट इज सुप्रीम आनंद. बट हियर शंकराचार्य जी सेइंग दैट दैट इज द सोर्स ऑफ आनंद. ब्रह्माद्या तारतम्येन भवन्ति आनंदेन अखिला. अखिला मीन्स ऑल. अखिला मीन्स ऑल. ऑल बिकम सैटिस्फाइड विद दैट तारतम्येन. And how that, how much they love Asrita. Love means one portion of a drop. Love. Very good. Padmapadacharya, when he explains, he says, Lava Brahma Indradaya Parichinna Anandaiva. Whatever they are getting is all Parichinna. It's limited. What is the source of all Ananda? That ananda of that akhanda ananda is the source of all ananda, but we don't know the source. Starting from Brahma, Indra, and Brihaspati, all one after another, they all get their ananda from that source only. But there is a limited ananda, limited, parichinna. But Brahma tu akhanda rupatvat aparichinna anandaiva. But the Brahman, Brahma and Brahma are different. Don't get confused. Brahma is creator. Brahma is nirgun, nirakar, entity. Brahma means brihatvat iti Brahma. Brahma is not a name. It is an adjective. It means that which is brihatvat, very big, infinite. Is called the Brahma. Taratamena, the Brahma is the first creator, and up to the smallest entity, they get taratamena in proportion. Now we will see the taratamena. Our scripture divide the entity by their organs of perception. There are many entities, they have got only one organs of perception. There are entities which has got two organs of perception, three organs of perception, four organs of perception. One organs of perception, touch only are the plants. We call it ek indriya. So they have got only the touch. So when sun rises, plants are happy to receive the sunlight. Tartamya means in gradation, in gradation or proportion. So they are able to take enjoy with only one indriya. Only one indriya. What is that indriya? Touch only. Then there is jiva with two entities, beings with two entities, two organs of perception. That is touch and taste is the snail. Snail has got only two organs of perception, touch and taste. So his experience of sukh will be definitely better than the tree, the plant, which is one indriya. Three indriya is the ant, touch, taste and smell. You see, the mobility is also increasing. The tree can't move. Snail moves slowly. Ant even will go up to the 14th story, reach your fridge. On the top of fridge, laddu is kept. Smell. All the way from the ground, the laddu smell will attract ant to the 14th story. So ants, sukh is more than snail. And then the fourth is the bees. They have got the sight also. They can fly patapat. And many animals have got the five jnanendriyas. But they are all emotional, instinct based. They all get their food by smell. Sixth category is the human beings who has got intellect, developed intellect. So their anand is maximum. We are grasping with all five gyanendriyas. So Brahmaji's anand is the maximum because he's the most evolved person, first being. First he came into existence, then came Indra, then came other devatas, then there came Guru, Brihaspati, and everything. Slow by slow, step by step, they are coming. But all anand are reflected, anand of that anand. Starting from Brahmaji and to Pipilika, all are getting anand, but it is a reflected anand. Reflected anand is not Brahma anand. It's not Brahma's anand. It is different. You can't say a sun reflecting in the bucket of water, the reflection of the sun is equal to the sun. Reflection of the sun is equal to the sun, we can't say. If the water is dirty, reflection will be different. Is it not so? So according to the equipment, they all enjoy. How do we enjoy? Our degree? Mod. Priya, Mod and Pramod. Suppose you love laddu and somebody tells you today in the prasad laddu is coming. You just heard, you got the enjoyment. Then you came for the aarti and saw the laddu sitting there in prasad. Then the enjoyment is definitely more than what you heard. Now you are able to see it. And when you get the prasad, then pramod. Taratamena. You see, for us, one laddu, nowadays we are very health conscious. Even somebody gives us a laddu, but we do not give us 1/4, 1/8, half. We do like this. Yeah. But one laddu to Ganesh ji, it is just like a grain of sugar to him. It will be in his, not a big amount. But if ant sees one laddu, or ant, one grain of sugar is laddu. To remove one laddu, they may require 100,000 ants to remove that. Is that so? Tartamena, you see? Tartamena. Brahmaji also gets the ananda because of his Brahmapada. He knows I'm here for 100 years and then multiply that figure, how many human years? It's a long figure. So he also gets the ananda of his pada. Gurudev gives a beautiful example, child sucking his own thumb, getting ananda. Is it not so? We also, same way, we also get ananda from the sense objects. In Brahmananda Valli of Taittiriya Upanishad, it is said the Ananda Mimansa is done there. What is Ananda Mimansa? It is said how much Ananda is there in Brahman and how much Brahmaji enjoying and all the people in proportion. So there it was said that one unit of Ananda is equal to, many times I have said this. He is owning the whole world. Well versed in the scripture, disciplined, young, and he owns the whole earth. The enjoyment which he will get is taken as one unit of ananda. Then next is the manushya gandharva, those who are in the music line, those who are in the classical music, gandharva, they are called manushya gandharva. They get 100 times more than what this young man is getting. 100 times of this one unit. Above Manushya Gandharva is the Pritrinam, the Pitralok. They get 100%, 100 times more than the Manushya Gandharva. Above Manusya Gandharva is the Dev Gandharva. In Devloka also there are Gandharva like that. Celestial musicians. Dev Gandharva. Then in Devta also there is the Raja of Devta. Those people born in the Devlok, they also get 100 times more. Then there is the Raja of Devtas, Indra. His Anand is 100 times more. Then the Guru of Devta, Brihaspati, his Anand is 100 times more of the previous one. Above Brihaspati is Prajapati. They have got so much. Above that Prajapati is Brahma. Above Brahma is Brahma. So if you calculate, it will be 1 followed by 20 zeros. You can, this is your homework, how much is 1 followed by 20 zeros. And that is only a part of a drop of the Ananda of Brahmananda Sagar. Brahma has got a Brahmananda, Brahma Ananda Sagar. Out of that Ananda Sagar, if you take a drop of that Ananda Sagar, then all these people are satisfied in present, past and future. Okay.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.